In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In this blessed morning, we read the miracle of the healing of the paralytic man that was carried by four. And this man today, he goes through a transformation. He comes to the Lord sick. He comes to the Lord sinner. He comes to the Lord weak. And he leaves from there having received the forgiveness of his sin, healing and strength. The Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Arise, take up your bed and walk." And that phrase is repeated three times in today's gospel. Okay, first time when the Lord said it, and the second time when the Pharisees or those that are gathered started thinking that he is blaspheming. So Jesus told the people around him, "What do you think is easier, to say your sins is forgiven or to say arise, take up your bed and walk?" And then the third time is when he actually did it, when the guy did it. So the point is, today I want to take an opportunity, because we all came today to the Lord sick. We all came to the Lord today sinners. We all came to the Lord today weak. And we would love for us to all to leave the same way this sick man left. We would like to all to leave having received the forgiveness of our sins, having received healing, and having received strength. By the way, all of us today came on four bardo, four wheels. Yani, okay, I'm sure all of you rode in a car that came on four wheels, but we're all walking two legs, obviously. But we came here, and we would like to leave the same way this guy left. So I want to take the opportunity today to speak with you about the three words that Jesus said to the man in this command. The first word is arise. And the second word is take up your bed. And the third word is walk. I want to meditate with you a little bit on those three things. أول حاجة, the first thing the Lord said to him, arise. يعني قوم, okay, arise. And when we hear the word arise, oftentimes immediately what comes to our mind, this man who is in his bed, unable to move, and he gets up, and now he's arose. But I want to dig with you a little bit deeper into the spiritual meaning of the word. The first psalm that we read every day in our morning Agbaya, and it also happens to be in the first psalm that is in the book of Psalms, بيقول إيه, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the sinner, nor stand in the counsel of the ungodly men, nor sit in the seats of the sinners, or of evil men, or of evil men, okay? طوبى للرجل الذي لم يسلك في طريق الخطاة وفي مجلس في طريق الخطاة لم يقف وفي مجلس المستهزئين لم يجلس. Sit in the seat of evil men. Oftentimes we don't understand, or we don't fully comprehend what impact it could have for us to be sitting in the seats of evil men, or sitting among people that are evil. And oftentimes we spend a lot of our life or a lot of our time sitting among people that are ungodly, without fully realizing the impact of what this could do to us, or what harm could come to us from this. I want to share with you a story that happened to me personally a few weeks ago. So Irini and the kids were in San Diego, and then after I finished the Sunday liturgy, زي النهاردة كده, I wanted to go to them in San Diego so we can all drive back together. يعني spend the day and we all come back together. فطبعا to go to San Diego, I looked up and I found out that there is a train that goes from here to San Diego. So I don't advise, okay? But anyways, I decided that I'm gonna take the train from here to San Diego. It takes 3 hours and 50 minutes. When I drove to San Diego on Saturday, it took about 3 hours. فقلت ما فرقتش, يعني 50 minutes is زيادة, but I don't have to drive. So I got into the train station from Northridge here, Wilbur and Parthenia. And then I got into the train at 4 p.m. And then right when I walked into the train, I saw a young lady sitting right there. It looks very respectful, very educated. And بعد كده having a book and she's reading, minding her own business. وبعد شوية, okay, a few more stations or the next station, we stop at Van Nuys. And when we get to Van Nuys, a bunch of يعني إيه, wild people got into the train. So the wild people decided to sit right next to her. And then the train keeps going on the way to San Diego. Right before Irvine, they make an announcement that we are going to be held at the Irvine station for at least 2 hours. Why? Because a guy who was tired of his life decided to jump in front of the plane, of the train, and commit a suicide, okay? That would be very creative to jump in front of a plane, but not a plane, jump in front of the train. So he jumped in front of the train, okay, and then he died. So Alona, we're gonna have to stop here, because by the time the paramedics come and the coroner office and they collect the remains, whatever, we're gonna investigation. Okay. So we stand in the station, and right when we stood in the station, that group of people that boarded the plane of the train in Van Nuys, I keep saying plane, that boarded the train in Van Nuys, they pull out a speaker, okay, and then they start playing music, they go down to the cafeteria, and they went and they got themselves some tequila, okay, and they started drinking. What a way to mourn a person that just suicided in front of the train, okay. But anyways, and that very respectful girl who is sitting right next to them remained there. All she did is she just remained there. Now they start drinking, they ask her, do you want a drink? She said, no, a little bit of pressure. Sure, got her a drink. By the first drink, she was talking to them. By the second drink, she was up in the train dancing with them. By the third drink, كان حصل خير, okay? It was the train turned into something else, okay? So أخذت بعضي ونزلت تحت, قلت, if we get this, I'm gonna stand downstairs. I went downstairs. Then they decided to take the party downstairs. Then I didn't know what to do with myself. Long story short, I got to San Diego at 10 p.m. that day. It took 6 hours to get to San Diego. But that's not the point. When I got to my hotel, I couldn't sleep until 3 a.m. because how much I was troubled by what I saw. Two things to learn from the story, okay? Number one, do not drink. Okay, because when you drink, you have no idea what kind of transformation that can do to you. Not a good one. You go from being very respectful to an idiot. You go from somebody who is well-educated and مش عارف ايه. And by the way, I found out that that girl was coming from Santa Barbara. يعني حتى كده high class و-educated وgoing on a business trip وطلع لها ثلاثة من Van Nuys. كل everything goes down the drain. So number one, do not drink. Okay. Number two, if you see people that are drinking around you, بلاش drinking, but drinking, smoking, cussing, doing anything, don't sit among them because you think you're strong, right? You think you're arise. When you find yourself in the council of evil men or in the seat of the evil men among them, arise, don't sit there. Because you sit there, very quickly, you will be transformed into them and sometimes even worse. Lot, هتقول لي طب بس هم قاعدين في حتة حلوة. They have the best seat. They have the best place. I don't want to rise. I don't want to leave my spot. This is a good spot. I'll tell you something. That's exactly what Lot said years ago. Lot looked at Sodom and Gomorrah and he saw how fertile the land is and he said, this is a good spot. I'm going to sit there. I'm not going to mind my own business. ماليش دعوة. What did they do? I'm just going to mind my own business. Well, that said there. Illa Hassan, he ended up losing the land. He ended up losing his wife. I'm not sure if he was happy or sad about this, but he ended up losing his wife anyways. Okay, and not only this, but his two daughters, Kaman, turned into an evil way of living to the point that they got their father drunk and they did bad things. So the point is, when the Bible, when Jesus tells you, rise, rise. When you're sitting among people that are ungodly and your conscience is telling you, this is not a place that I should be in. Rise, get up. Get up, where are you sitting? What good do you think could possibly come out of this? Trust me, I saw it with my own eyes and it was very dirty. It was very dirty, okay? Also, the word rise implies to rise from your laziness. We have been a generation that is struck with laziness. The only thing that people are good about and not lazy about is working out. Now working out is a trend. Everybody wants to work out, okay? But we are lazy when it comes to our, you know, oftentimes studying or education. We're lazy oftentimes when it even comes to like a career and work. And definitely we're extremely lazy when it comes to our spiritual life. احنا عاوزين الهولينس القداسة تجيلنا come our way كده in the form of pill. Okay? There is nothing good that can يعني be accomplished or there's in that form. يعني حتى الحاجات بتاعت الويت لاس وكده كل شويه يطلع لك يقول لك take this pill or take this injection or take this مش عارف ايه will help you lose weight. You do it and then you lose the weight and then you stop it and then what happened? You gain the weight. Why? Because you were trying to lose weight in a very passive way. There's nothing good that comes in a passive way. You want to accomplish something, whatever it is, okay? You gotta work hard, okay? You gotta put in the effort, okay? Arise. Arise, O you children of the light. Let us praise the Lord of hosts. That's what we say. Arise, Jesus is asking us to arise from the slumber of our laziness. You say that one time there was a monk who went to the monastery and then he was lazy. After years he grew very lukewarm, but he grew very cold. But he stopped praying, he stopped everything. And then one time while he is in his bed, a voice kada came to his mind, says, arise, you're not coming to the monastery to be sleeping in your bed and lazy, get up and pray. So he got up to pray, and right when he got up to pray, he saw a devil crawling from underneath his bed. But he just looked at the devil, what are you doing here? So long you were sleeping, I was sleeping تحت السرير, under the bed. Now that you got up to pray, so I'm coming up, I'm getting up to fight you, okay? Yes, the devil will fight you every single time you try to get up and to do good and to work on your spiritual life, right? But don't give up, you know, and don't give in. Because remember that laziness can never accomplish anything good. So arise from the counsel of the ungodly people, or from the seat of the ungodly people, or from the company of ungodly people, and also arise from the slumber of laziness. Arise from your sleep. أول حاجة قال له arise. تاني حاجة قال له إيه? Carry your bed. Carry your bed. Carrying your bed is a testimony of the strength that God has given him. على فكرة, I have seen paralytic people, okay? And I have seen what possible thing could happen to them. I remember about 25 years ago when I was in St. Mark, maybe more than two, maybe 30 years ago, جالنا a monk from the monastery of St. Bola. كان اسمه أبونا مينا الأنبا بولا. May God repose his soul. Abuna Amina Ambabula, he was completely paralyzed, bedridden. He had some kind of like a bone problem where all his bones were very easily breaking, يعني. So he just laid flat. كنا كل يوم بعد ما خلص المدرسة أو الكوليج الكوليج يعني or work later on after I work I would go and then go and stay with Abuna Mina and spend the evening with him. He was staying at the house right next to St. Martin. Abuna Mina went through a series of procedures and surgeries at the USC until finally all that he was able, they were able to accomplish for him, and that he sit down, not even walk, not even stand up. آخر حاجة عملوها قالوا له إيه, sit down. And because he was able to sit down, so they went and they gave him a scooter. عارفين السكوتر بتاع الناس الهانديكاب ده, اللي هو ايه تقعد كده, has an arm and then you can. So Abuna Mina, right when he received the scooter, he said, I got the scooter and now we're gonna move, take it to Egypt. So he was worried that as he's entering Egypt, they're gonna see the scooter is brand new, يعني, فهيدفعوا تيرف. عارفين التيرفس دي اللي ترامب عمال بيدفعها, فقالوا ايه, they're gonna make him pay tariff. فقال لي ايه أبونا مينا, قال لي, I want you to take the scooter and just go down and drive it كده in the street, وخليه كده ايه يبقى مضي وبتاع يعني بشكله. قلت له شو, do you know how heavy those scooters are? Me and my friend tried to carry this down thing down. طبعا كنا شباب صغيرين, we're young and we're excited. أخذت السكوتر وقعدت أعمل بيه دوناتس. Did you know you can do donuts with the scooter? So I was doing donuts كده و driving in puddles of mud ومش عارف إيه. But that thing was heavy. That thing was heavy. And the bed of this man was also a heavy. عارفين in one of the translations, in one of the English translations, you know what they call that bed? They call it a pallet. عارفين البالتس اللي بنجيبها اللي هي الود دي. This is how they did it. The wood pallet وحاطين عليه pairing وكده. And this man, he is transformed from being bedridden to carrying a pallet in his shoulder. You see the amount of strength? And this is the real transformation that Christ gives to those who come and submit and lay and surrender in front of him, asking for his healing hand, is that God gives strength like nobody else can. I'm telling you, USC, بجلالتها بعظمتها كلها, okay, with all its glory, all that they were able to do is make a paralytic man sit down. Just sit down. Okay? But Jesus, بيقول إيه, not only stand, but carry your bed. And this is the strength that God gives to the believer. وآخر حاجة عشان I took too much time, he said walk. Walk as in what? As when you receive this healing, you don't keep it to yourself. You don't just enjoy it by yourself, but you walk around, you go around giving a testimony or witness to the Lord, the word that the Lord Jesus Christ had done in you. I want you to imagine, well, walk home. Now we don't know how far is home, okay? But obviously in order for him to go back home, he passed by neighbors, he passed by people that have known him for years. And everybody looks at him and says, wait, are you the, yes, I am. Well, you're, how are you able to do this? Well, Jesus did it for me. Jesus did it for me. And that's why, when you see a transformation happening in the life of a person, this is the greatest message that you can give someone. I have a little statue on my desk. I'm not sure if you've ever been visited my office, but if you did, you might know what the statue is. A statue of a man holding a stick. And a sack of sand behind his back. Mean? Moses the Black. Saint Moses the Black. I have him. I have the statue. It's made in China, by the way, okay?
كل حاجة made in China. So I have the statue of Saint Moses the Black sitting on my desk. Why do I have that? Because this is the greatest testimony. This is the greatest sermon. That here is a man who is a thief and a robber and an idol, worshiped the sun and did everything bad that is under the sun. And yet he became a father to so many people. By the way, 50 Cent is publishing a new series called Moses the Black. عارفين 50 Cent؟ ده واحد رابر هنا يعني. بس I'm not joking, actually he is publishing a series called Moses the Black. But it's actually inspired by the story of Saint Moses the Black. But of course it takes an event in Chicago. It's about a gangster that went through a transformation, and through the transformation he's bringing others. I don't know, it hasn't been filmed yet. Nobody watch it until we preview it, because I don't know what kind of material is going to happen. But I'm just telling you, what a great testimony is a man like this, an Ethiopian monk that lived in the 4th century in Egypt, in the desert of Egypt. His fame and the impact of his transformation, because he was able to arise, to take up his bed, and to walk. Do you see how far it can go? So today we all came on 4, صح? Carried by 4, يعني. Hopefully we can leave today just the same way that this paralytic man left, and glory be to God forever. Amen.